Hello, hello. Thank you for joining Carve from the Rock Ministries. This is Pastor Tim.
Enjoy.
And we thank you for joining us this evening. We're going to continue our march through Romans. We're going to be in chapter 5 this evening. But first, we're going to open up a prayer. But first, we'd like to thank you for joining us each and every day at Carve from the Rock Ministries on our podcast. We just appreciate you and your
just faithfulness.
Faithfulness. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Faithfulness. There we go. But Joy, if you don't open this up.
God, thank you so much for bringing us together tonight to go over your word and just spend time with you, learning about you and knowing you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for all you do. We put on the full armor of God today, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, sword of the spirit, gird our loins with the truth, shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Lord God, forgive us of our sins as we come to you so that we can make our request made known to you and request boldly, Lord. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. We ask that you bless listeners, bless us, bless all of our families, and Lord God, send laborers to get all we can into the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Jesus' mighty name. Woo! Amen.
Yeah.
And we talked about that in church. Amen is so be it. That's the meaning of it. Amen. So when you say amen at the end of a prayer, that means so be it.
Goes back to your power in your words, what you say.
Power in your words, what
so
you say.
So be it.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. So we're going to start Romans 5, and the heading in my Bible says, Faith Triumphs in Trouble. And it's Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1. And it starts out saying, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. I believe, Joy, that's the same as yours, right?
It is.
New King James Version. So if you have a slightly different version, a word here or there may be different, but this is where we're going. New King James 5:1 in Romans. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. In verse 6, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man, one will die. Yet perhaps for a good man, some will have even dared to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that is for you too, listeners.
Yes.
Christ died for all of us, not just us in this room, but y'all out there in the world. In verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only that, but we will also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've now received the reconciliation.
I'll pick up with 12. Therefore, just as though one man's sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgressions of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many die, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one's offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift, which came from many offenses, resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigns through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as though one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace abound much more. So that as sin reigns in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So be it. So we're actually going to go back, and there's a lot of information in these 20 verses of chapter 5 in Romans.
Yes.
A lot of information. And one of the things that caught my attention when Joy was reading, so right before verse 12, my Bible has a heading. It says, death in Adam, life in Christ. And that's what this part of Scripture is talking about. And it references Genesis 3, 1 through 19. But also, what it's talking about is that, so Adam was the first perfect man until him and Eve sinned. And then Jesus has been called the second Adam.
Yeah.
So, looking at the end of verse 14, and it says, over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of transgression of Adam, who is the type of him who was to come, and him is capitalized. Mm-hmm. So it's talking about Jesus right there,
right?
That he is to come. And but it says, it goes on to say, but the free gift is not like an offense. For if it's one man's offense, many died. But much more of the grace of God and the gift of grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. So, and it goes on to say at the end of verse 16, the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one. And they're talking about Adam right there. So as soon as Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were kicked out of the garden. And that one man's offense, death reigned through that one. But it goes on to say, much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, and that is capitalized, and it says Jesus Christ.
So mine on in chapter 14, it references Genesis 5, 3 through 32, but because it does, we're sitting here saying that, you know, a type of him who was to come, and the good news is he did come, he has come, and he died for all of us,
mm-hmm.
not anybody 14. Special or in particular. What is it? There's no favorites. So for me, I went to three that you had read, and this is something we don't really love to talk about or think about, but it says we glory in tribulation. And I'm thinking, no, man, let's not do that. Let's not have any of those things, tribulation.
Yeah.
But it tells you right there what it actually does for us. When we do have tribulation, mm-hmm. nobody wants it. It's painful. It's not fun. It can be terrible. It can be horrible. But it says right there, we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, you don't ever really associate that.
Well, if you look at that, let's break that down a little bit more. So when you're in a we're in a trial or tribulation, a tough spot, and you get through that, it gives you perseverance. When you have perseverance, that means, okay, I made it through this tough time. I can make it through similar tough times or even times that are more tough than what I just went through.
And it does build your character.
And it builds
but
your
you
character.
Still don't like it. It's very uncomfortable. No, and who wants to have painful times? Everybody wants, you know, I mean, it's our flesh. We obviously... Mm-hmm. want the comfortable way always. It shows you that even though you go through things, It actually says we glory in tribulation.
Mm-hmm. But it does build perseverance, which builds character and gives you hope.
Amen.
And so when you get through something tough, you do have hope. So, okay, the next time I run into a situation that's going to be tough on me, or, you know, I always thought, you know, you can do anything and you can make it through anything.
Yeah.
And anybody can do anything to you. And when you have Jesus in your life, he brings you that peace and that knowing that, okay, I need to search the Word of God. I need to find my hope in his scripture. And like we said, it just builds that character and perseverance.
Well, I think for me, I know I've told my daughters just in the last few years, you know, you can just be super upset about, you know, traumatic things happening in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling them both. I remember going to older ladies when I was younger and, you know, just being beside myself and upset about whatever's going on at the time. Right. And just seeing no way out. And they sit there so calm, like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, it'll be okay. And you're like, but it won't, you know.
It's not
mind.
Right now.
It's not okay. But mm-hmm. I see that the older I get, and I've told my daughters that, you know, it does work out and it will work out. And I mm-hmm. couldn't understand the older lady's calmness when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be calm at a time like this? Like the whole world's on fire. And they were so calm.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it. But getting older and hopefully wiser with, you know, following God and trying to, you know, learn more about the Bible, I see that you do calm down about things, take things a little better in stride. And probably this here is some of the reason you've been through tribulations.
Yeah, you've been through tests and you've built up character and perseverance and you have hope that, you know, you can make it through.
Yeah.
You know, some people's trials are more difficult than others. And it seems like some people skate through life and never have, you know, never have a bug on their windshield.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like a whole deer came through my windshield or something. You know, it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
But and when Joy was reading also, I was looking at verse 18 and something that really caught my attention is actually italicized in my Bible. And it says that, I'll just read 18 over again. It says, therefore, as though one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification for life.
The free gift? That's what's italicized in mine.
The free gift, yes. So the free gift that came was Jesus coming to the earth, dying on the cross for our sins, going to the grave, being resurrected after 3 days. So he defeated sin on the cross. He defeated death in the grave. And that is the free gift. When you believe and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and believe he's sitting at the right hand of God and that you've repented of your sins and asked for forgiveness, that free gift right there of salvation is there for you to grab onto. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pay for anything. Jesus Christ already paid for everything mm-hmm. on that cross. He paid for everybody's sin at once, forever, past, present and future sin forever for all mankind.
Amen.
And all we have to do to be a part of that is believe and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen to that.
And Jesus is the free gift. 16 says Jesus is the free gift and it brings justification. So there was condemnation, offenses, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. So he's a good God.
Amen to that. He is a good God, because he didn't have to send Jesus to the cross, but he knew that the only way we were going to able to, because like in the Old Testament, there's so many laws that mm-hmm. people are trying to follow. And
you're a good father. Who you are.
Sorry,
Tim got choked up there a little bit, so But he is a good father. He is a good God. We are not slaves to death and sin.
We are free. You are free. Amen. Everybody is free who receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen to that.
He is a good God. He's a loving father. I saw a preacher years ago say that he met a girl and she's like, "You were my daddy growing up." You know, she watched him on TV and he helped lead and guide her as a pastor here on earth. You never know your influence on people in the smallest ways. It could be literally one interaction for 2 minutes at a store that could change the trajectory of somebody's life. You just never know.
That's right. That's right. You never know by your actions and how you carry yourself and how you proclaim the scripture, the good news, the gospel of Jesus. And it could be through your actions. It could be through your words, how you carry yourself.
Live your life to God.
That's right.
I've got that written here, too. It's on in chapter 6. We didn't get there yet, but I underlined it. Live your life to God. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Yeah. Because the more we're in Scripture and the more we're talking about Jesus, the more peace there is. And we find more answers, though, too. The more you go through Scripture, the more answers you will find to daily life's questions.
Yeah, it's all in the Bible. Everything has happened in here. There's been wars and families and murders and
everything.
You know, love and hate and everything in between. And
wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
It's a really good book. It really is. I never thought that.
Everybody should read this. Number one bestseller, the Bible.
Of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. But I'd even recommend we have a Where to Find It in the Bible, a book called, it's alphabetically ordered. The words are alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Going through Scripture to find out, okay, where is this or that? Where's jealousy? Where is love? You know, it gives you all the scriptures for all the things that can happen in your daily life.
Yeah.
Where's anger?
You've always said this is the life's instruction book. I've heard people say that my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I said this before at the assisted living. You take the Bible, if you break it down, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yeah.
So I heard that
years ago,
a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I like that, basic instructions before leaving Earth. And before we leave Earth, we got to get to know Jesus, accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and have Him in our heart. And you'll know where you're going before you leave Earth.
Yes.
You know that you'll have eternal life. And especially when you go through God's Word and you understand where your place is with God and how much God loves you as a father, you will find out this is the basic instructions I need before I leave this
You don't
earth.
Regret giving God a chance. You really don't. I know I told you years ago, I felt like I had kind of given Satan a few years of my life. And I remember telling Tim, it's like, you know, I gave Satan the last few years. I'm going to give God the next. And then we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, because you live in the world.
Yeah.
You're not living for God when you're living in the world, you know, out partying. And we've all done it, you know.
Well, not everybody.
Not everybody,
but
a lot of people. Yeah. You know, you're going to test the waters and some things. And you're like, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
But he's really showed out for me.
Oh,
I'll be honest. It's been more than 10 years now that I gave God. I'm so glad I did. He's not disappointed in any kind of way. He absolutely will exceed your expectations because he is a good, good father.
Definitely. He will exceed your expectations. All you got to do is get to know him and get to know him through his word and be in the word every day. Listen to the podcast or the Bible online and just absorb that word like a sponge. But we love you all.
We pray for you. We ask God to bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and bring you peace. When you have a blessed day, a blessed night, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. And thank you again for joining Car from the Rock Ministries. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.
Yeah.
Praise God. We love you. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.